Philippines is a third world country. In other words, a third world country is has been normally, and as the Philippines was, dominated by a colonial power. In the case of the Philippines, it was Spain, and then followed by that, the Americans. Spain controlled the country for some 350 years, and the Americans for some 60 years. So that was the background of the type of development that took place. Now, the other thing is that the Philippines was colonialized many years before America or Canada, and was colonized by the Spaniards. Now, in that colonialization, which was basically the same type of colonialization that took place in South America under Spain and Portugal, the church played a major role. The church and the state, the sword, the faith was implemented by the sword. The faith was an instrument, or was part and parcel with the state, the Spanish state, or the King Philip at the time when the Philippines was first colonialized, and that's where his name comes from, of course, King Philip of Spain. So the Christian religion, therefore, the Spanish type of faith, had a very big impact upon the Philippines. And also with that, since the church was linked with abuses by the government at the time under the Spaniards, when the revolution took place in 1890s and culminated in 1898 in the Spanish-American War, the church also had to accept much of the blame, and many of the friars, Spanish friars, if not all of them, were deported from the country. And then the Americans, of course, as we know, came in, and while the Spaniards went out, the Americans now became the colonializers, so now came a different situation developed.